Dan, hi, how are you?
I'm really good. Life is rather lovely.
I've snatched a moment here, right in the middle of your cookery course, and you're teaching us all how to make sourdough.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I really get off, I suppose, on the enthusiasm of these classes because they attract people who really want to make sourdough. And I know that sounds rather obvious with a course, but sometimes you get hobbyists, and this time we get really intense people who have great questions.
We've had intricate questions about the properties of flour, for example, right down to the sort of content of talking about the content of gluten and what that means. That's exciting, isn't it, in baking terms?
Oh, absolutely, for me. I mean, yeah, I'm the kind of guy that gets really excited about a bag of salt. I'm the guy that, you know, that will talk about water and whether tap water is better than rainwater. That's my thing, so yeah.
Do you have any people who do make their sourdough with rainwater?
No, but I have met people. In fact, I know one baker in Spain that believes in aerating his water. So he almost has this fountain system, so the water gains bubbles because he feels this adds to the texture and the life. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I think what it engenders is a kind of thought about the bread, and thought makes good bread.
Sourdough is sort of, it's got almost an evangelical following to it, hasn't it? I mean, it's like once you're a convert, that's it, you're there for life, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that sourdough bread is seen by many people as the antithesis of everything that's wrong, that they feel is wrong with commercial bread. So when people decide they're going to make sourdough bread, let alone eat sourdough bread, what they're saying is, I need it to be as good as it possibly can be.
And also, it's about getting in touch with your senses. You're looking at smell, sight, sound. I mean, the people here today, we've got 14 people on the course. We've all been really hands-on, and we've used our senses all the way through.
Oh, absolutely. Someone said to me, you know, what am I going to learn? I said, you're probably going to learn to see. You're going to learn to smell. You're going to learn to observe and notice changes in the dough, because it's far more than about a recipe. It's about, as you say, using your senses to tell when there has been a change in the dough, what you're going to do with it, and really how to squeeze out of the things that you see the best possible loaf.
So if, in a nutshell, for people who are listening to this, can you give me two or three top tips to having a really good sourdough, Dan?
The best thing to do is, when you're starting a sourdough culture, if you like, this little life mass, use whole grain flour, organic whole grain flour. You'll get the best fermentation and the best rise if you do that. Secondly, is to leave the dough until you see signs of life in it, until you see bubbles. At that point, shape it carefully, don't knock the gas out, and when it's risen by just over half, it's ready to bake. It's that simple.
Just over half is a lot less than I would normally do.
Well, I think what it was we used to think we left bread to double in height, but I think the reality, if you check what you do, you probably leave it until it's risen by, say, 90%. Now, for someone starting for the first time, they can easily miss that. And trouble is, if you miss it, your bread just collapses. And you might have had that experience where you put the bread in the oven and it comes out smaller than when you shaped it. So the way to avoid that is to get the dough in what bakers call younger, so that it has room and it has strength in order to jump in the oven and become this big loaf, to become the loaf you want it to be.
It's really important, because it's so, you get such a thrill when it comes out of the oven. I mean, it's like, I have this absolute, never fails to have this absolute pride in it. And the people here have had the same reaction today. And it's been fascinating to watch that the people sort of realise that they can make sourdough. So how often do you run these courses? Because I'm sure that anyone else listening would love to come.
Well, I run them not that often, about 5 times a year. We've got another one coming up in November, which we're really excited about, because it was the last one before Christmas. And I think life's a bit different next year. Yes, if you go to the Cookery School website, you can find out about the classes.
And you've got a website yourself with loads of tips on, haven't you?
Yeah, it's at danleppard.com, easy to find with Google. And there's recipes there, there's tips, there's all sorts of geeky stuff and everyday stuff.
And you're also, next year, are you looking at doing any more with marmalade? Because I know it's one of your favourite things to eat.
Yes, well, it's not next year, it's this year, because we've got to get everybody ready. I think we need to go out to Seville to see the oranges. We've got to start advising people on the things they have to do. I'm one of the patrons of the Marmalade Awards, so it's down to me and a team of other people to help guide the entrance into getting into the right categories and winning.
That's fantastic. Well, I can't think of a better breakfast than a homemade sourdough with a cup of steaming, steaming black coffee and a good wallop of butter with marmalade over the top of my sourdough toast. So I'm going to thank you for my breakfast in future.
Thank you.
Thank you.